Okay, show. A friend of mine is back with me today. I haven't had on in a while. He's a an amazing person who has been persecuted by the COVID police like no one else and fought every step of the way. He is a real warrior. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Eric Napudi. How you doing?
Mel, I'm doing great. It's so great to be with you. You know, it's interesting if you look at our relationship when we first met to where we are now. And to look at all the folks that have been standing and fighting since the beginning of this. And I'll tell you, with as much as I've had my butt kicked over the last 3 years, I'm doing amazing. And it's so good to kick the shit out of the devil. Sorry, I don't know how else to say it, but we're really excited to be with you. I can't wait to update you.
I'm excited too. For people that don't know, Eric has been on the forefront. He is a doctor, and he early on, before we even knew about COVID, started seeing patients coming in. And like many other doctors that have stood up and done the right thing, he decided to figure out what was going on and treat his patients. His patients all survived and thrived after. And that is because he followed his ethics and morals and his own intuition and saved many people. Of course, the COVID police did not like that. And he is one of the first people out there who was viciously attacked in every way possible, lawfared. So, Eric, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about it? Because the crazy part is it's still going on with all the disclosure. And it is insane. Your story is, you know, we're watching Donald Trump be lawfared and all these people. People don't know all the stories about the doctors like you.
Well, you're right. So Mel, I was one of the first doctors that stood up and said, wait a minute. There's definitely something that you can do to improve your health. It's a coronavirus. And we know about coronaviruses for hundreds of years as doctors and scientists. And we know that there are homeopathic and natural remedies that have been proven to help reduce coronaviruses, zinc, quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C. I mean, these are remedies that have been around for 150 years that, by the way, the government's own research verified and validated that we're correct. You know, there's studies going back from 2010 that shows that Ralph Baric, the father of coronavirus gain of function research, did studies back in 2010 funded by Fauci showing that one of the kryptonites for a coronavirus is zinc. So I made the recommendations, high dose vitamin C, high dose D, high dose C, zinc, etc. And the government sued me, Mel, for $508 billion. I've personally spent over $4.5 million. I've spent all my pennies and nickels to fight the damn government. And you're right. Everything, I've been vindicated by the science. Yep. I've been vindicated, believe it or not, by the politics as well. Fauci's come out and said vitamin D and zinc benefit. The CDC's recommending it. The Department of Defense is recommending it. Every doctor and hospital across the country's recommended it. There was a recent study that was just released out of the Veterans Administration. 600,000 people were studied, looked at COVID. John Hopkins researchers concluded that if doctors would have talked about the benefits of vitamin D during the year 2020 alone, we could have prevented 4 million cases and we could have saved the lives of 116,000 Americans, Mel. We've destroyed them because we've stood for the truth the whole time. And let me tell you, it hasn't been easy. The federal government colluded. I'm a practicing doctor. They colluded with my boards. They tried to take my license away 5 times, all because of this. They colluded with my banks. I had 6 banks shut down all my bank accounts because of a civil complaint that I thought in America that you were innocent until proven guilty, but apparently not under this regime. The government colluded with our insurance carriers and got all the insurance companies to agree to no longer allow patients to use their own health insurance in my practice like they could before because of the allegations of fraud that they had against me. Mel, the list goes on and on. I'm telling you, I'm so glad that my parents didn't raise me to be weak and didn't raise me to be a fool, because this would have broken the average person. And what it did to me was it made my faith stronger. It made my perseverance stronger. And every time the devil tried to take me down and out, God has always been there to provide. Listen, Mel, the government has refused to go to trial with me for two times now. I was supposed to go to trial in November of last year. They said they weren't ready. I was supposed to go to trial in March of this year. They said they weren't ready. Now, after them offering me multiple settlements for me to walk away, for me to sign a gag order, for me to just take the hush money and run, I said, you go pound sand. I'm going to see you in court August the 21st in the great state of Missouri. We're going to battle head to head, and they're scared to death, Mel. And we've pushed back against them so hard on a level that you can't even imagine. They do not want to go to trial with us. They've been told by multiple federal judges they don't have a case against me. They're going to get their asses handed to them in the state of Missouri. And once we win this suit, because we have to win this suit in order for me to have my countersuit, I'm countersuing the federal government for $508 billion as well. So that's where we're at.
I mean, the story is so ludicrous that if I didn't know you and I didn't know it was true and I haven't seen the documents, I would not believe that this is possible. But what we've watched over the last, 3 years, of course, is the Intel agencies, the DOJ, the FBI, many local governments are all in cahoots in the same team. That is not America. We're supposed to have, separation of powers and all of that. Who exactly brought the case against you?
Here's what's really interesting. The Federal Trade Commission brought the case against me. Now, listen to this. In 2021, Biden appointed a new FTC chairwoman. Her name is Linda Kahn. And let me tell you, she's living up to her name. This is the woman who's brought this suit against us. And just so you know, recently, within the last 3 weeks, two of the five chairmen and women of the FTC have resigned, stating that Chairwoman Kahn is using tyranny and abuse and abusing her power and using her political powers, which is illegal, to intimidate and to abuse people like myself. Right. So two of the five women that were on the board have resigned because of this. The FTC is falling apart from the inside out. 2 weeks ago, they were in front of Congress asking for $160 million raise to their budget. And Congress says, go pound sand. We know you're abusing your powers. We know you're going after people that you shouldn't be going after. By the way, just so you know, the FTC just rewrote their entire marketing allowance guideline. They haven't done that since 1998. They wrote it to try to cover all the loopholes that we found that we were playing by the right rules, and they're trying to change the game, and they're doing it illegally. So it was the FTC that brought the suit against me. They said that I violated this law called the COVID Consumer Protection Act, which nobody's ever heard of before. And remember when Biden signed the House resolution, Senate resolution, when they all said, look, we're done with this public health emergency.
Yeah.
As soon as he inked that thing, the COVID Consumer Protection Act got thrown in the trash can. So Mel, the government is suing me for a law that doesn't even exist anymore. This is the most asinine case you could ever imagine. And it's half a trillion dollar lawsuit.
I mean, this is it's so extreme. The truth about you is that you are, you grew up very modest. You achieved so much. You became a doctor. You have a great practice, more than one. And here, all of a sudden, they're coming down on just you. But you were out there. Here's the truth, though, too. This is true about you. You were out there early on talking. And you were not being silenced. You, Dr. Z, a couple of Dr. Tenpenny, a couple other people. And it was this is early, early on. And when many Bacola, but you were one of those doctors that was visible, going on wherever you could to tell people there was early treatment, that you didn't have to end up very sick, let alone in the hospital. And you know, now we look back with all the evidence that we have, and I know you're good friends with Tom Wren, so are we. And it's so overwhelming. I mean, just recently, I've seen so many things coming out that it's just proving over and over that the enemy is within, unfortunately, and they went after the wrong guy, because we're friends in real life. So it's like, every time I see you, I just look at you, and you're right. Most people wouldn't have survived, because this is called lawfare, and lawfare is about breaking somebody's economically, their reputation, their faith, their family, their everything. And it didn't work on you. You were like Teflon to these people.
It made it stronger, Mel. It made me stronger.
Like, every time I'd see you, I'd be like, how are you keeping? And you know what? You just knew in your heart that the day would come that you would get justice for yourself and for all the other people that were terrorized. Because guess what? There's a lot of doctors out there who have gone through what you've gone through and bended, you know, or broken. And the truth is, this is why I wanted you on right now. I want the American people to know that there are fighters out there, that their cases matter so much bigger than your case. Because what you're going to get under oath, what you're going to get on the stand, what you're going to get in depositions can be used for probably thousands of cases across this country that we will be bringing as soon as this country returns to law and order and constitutional justice. And that's why, you know, for me, there are certain people out there that's have a piece of this puzzle going forward, and you're definitely one of them. Now, let me ask you something, because it's been very hard to watch. I have a lot of friends out there that now that they know, some people that even took the shot, that, you know, played along, but it's so much has come, or if they have family members that died and found out about remdesivir and all of this stuff. We have a situation where there's a total loss in trust and faith in the medical community on a massive scale. And I've had people say to me that I know should go to the ER, or I know should go to the doctor. I don't want to go to the doctor. I'm not going to the doctor. They're going to make me do this. They're all corrupt. Da, da, da. So we have a real problem here. And I know you're on the front lines of rebuilding a decentralized, more patient and health focused system rather than a sick focused system. But talk a little bit about the loss of faith and trust in your profession.
Well, I mean, there's no question about it. You know, our practices are busier than they've ever been, because we're just real. We're just telling people the truth, and we're giving people information so that they then can make up their own mind. And that's really what a doctor-patient relationship was originally supposed to be. It's not somebody telling you have to do this or go away. Right. It still blows my mind to this day, the amount of power that the medical and healthcare establishment has over people's minds and their will and their soul. It's almost like a spell, if you will. But Mel, you're totally right. I mean, I can't tell you how many people still to this day won't go to the doctor, won't go to the ER. They're scared to death. And by the way, rightly so, because look, more and more data comes out every day showing that they're killing people. A recent study just came out this week that proved that the vast majority of people who died when they had the ventilators died from secondary bacterial infections from getting that ventilator put down their throat, not from COVID. And by the way, we could have fixed that by giving them vitamin C IVs. Dr. Paul Merrick's protocol could have helped with that, but they wouldn't do that because it went against the Fauci formula. Yeah. And so people have lost faith and respect. I'm just going to tell you this. 2020, this is going to hurt when a lot of people hear this. It was a blessing. And I'm going to tell you why, because 2020 was the year that people got to see Mel with 2020 vision. They got to see behind the curtain of all the lies, the corruption, the deceit. By the way, they got to see how bad the medical establishment is controlled by big pharma, by lobbyists, by the cartels, all this stuff that's happening. Like, it's so in your face now. And you got two choices. You can either wipe the schmutz from your eyes, wake up and see what's going on and literally live your life and not live in fear. Or you can put your head in the sand or up your rectum where most people's are and live blissfully ignorant. I'm going to tell you, the time is like this narrow for people to make a decision.
Right.
Because Mel, the next thing that's happening, we're seeing cancer ridiculous on a rise right now. Autoimmune on a rise. One in 36 kids are being born with autism and neurodevelopmental. These are the CDC's, FDA's own numbers. Where are these people going to go to get the care that they need? And if we don't step up and establish a new system, which we're doing, we're establishing new healthcare systems, new banking systems, new economies that we can do commerce with each other. We don't have to deal with all these communist, socialist, big box stores and et cetera. But the way to repair the doctor-patient relationship is exactly that. giving doctors and patients the ability to have a relationship again, taking healthcare out of the corporate space and putting it back into private practices. Mel, most people don't realize this. When Obamacare came through, it destroyed everything when it came to peace of mind for healthcare. 68% of private practicing doctors at that time, 68% of all doctors were private practicing. All but 12% of them went to corporate medicine.
Right.
And by the way, now still today, more than ever, hospitals and corporations are buying up doctor's offices because so many of them closed during COVID. You're going to either have corporate medicine or you're going to have healthcare. You get to make that decision.
Right. I was going to bring that up too, because what people don't really understand, because I've dealt with a lot of people that have told me their stories, is you think that you're going to a community hospital, but then you look in and there's about five corporations that own all of the hospitals. They're part of the multinational global public-private partnership corporations. A lot of them are also owned on top of that by BlackRock and Vanguard and these big firms. And what was happening during COVID is it wasn't anything to do with the medicine or the doctors. It was coming from the corporate heads that owned it, that were in cahoots with Pfizer and Fauci and Gates and all of them. And it was coming from the top. And most people weren't aware that because they had been going to a certain practice. That's why you stayed independent. And that's what people should be looking for. Most people weren't aware of that. And I'm glad you brought up Obamacare, because I've done a lot of research into this. And I really believe that that 2008 crash was a controlled demolition of the economy, and that the Obamacare health plan was involved, that it was all part of this centralization of power and money and government leading towards their one party system that they want, that we are going to not be a part of, you and I at least. But something else I want to bring up too, because this is important. You brought up insurance before. People don't understand, also with Obamacare, what came in are all these new insurance things, especially this very complex coding system where everything is based on codes, and they had to hire all these new people, just like in banking. A lot of banks couldn't survive that were not too big to fail, the too small to save, because all these new regulations came in and they had to hire all these new people just to keep up with the regulations. That happened in medicine as well. So then we have all this coding. And it turns out that the coding that was going on during COVID was looks like a giant RICO situation, because it was all about that. Can you explain the coding, when that came in, what it's about, and how it relates to COVID?
Mel, like always, you're right on top of it. You're so on it, it's not funny. The insurance dictates the health and care that you receive as a patient. And let me share something with you real quick. I'm actually in my office, in one of my report of findings rooms, and I keep this, I'm going to read this to you because I know you can't see this, but right. This is right out of Medicare's guidelines. And understand this, Medicare is your socialized medicine in the United States. And every insurance company dictates their rules off of Medicare. Here's what your insurance says about your health. This is right out of Medicare guideline section 2251-3. It says a treatment plan that seeks to prevent a disease, promote health, and prolong and enhance the quality of your life, or a therapy that is performed to maintain or prevent deterioration of a chronic condition is deemed not medically necessary. So hold on, wait a minute. A treatment plan that's going to prevent disease or promote health, insurance ain't going to cover it. To prolong or enhance the quality of your life, insurance ain't going to cover it. Or to maintain or prevent deterioration of a chronic problem, your insurance doesn't give a crap about you.
Right.
Most people don't realize they have an out-of-pocket deductible of $5,700 a year for insurance. After that, you got to pay 50% or more of what that costs. And the average person is spending $2,000 to $3,000 a month in insurance premiums for nothing, Mel. And they're getting the crappiest care that's out there.
Yeah, I got crushed. I had an accident, so I have an injury, and I needed to go to a doctor a lot. And when I got switched to Obamacare, my deductible was $11,000. I paid out of pocket almost till I got on different insurance. But at first, everyone just got pushed onto there. We didn't even have a choice. That's why I'm saying I believe it was all involved in a much bigger situation. You know, call me a conspiracy theorist. I'm just saying it was a conspiracy on the highest level, and it had a lot to do with money, power, and centralizing power, and through our health and all of that. Now, let me ask you something else about on that front. So during the COVID, people were getting coded, or including death, that it was COVID when it wasn't. or when it was obviously something else, but this was some kind of scheme with insurance and they were getting paid a lot more for any COVID stuff. But the other thing that I hear, and this is broadly, is that when you get one of these codes on your record, because of the Obamacare made them all electronic records, it's almost impossible to get it off. Is that true?
It's 100% true. In the doctor
the
insurance.
Doctor's wrong, they don't care.
Or Mel, even worse, let's say the code is, I don't know, 99201. And let's say they put a 99202 instead of a one, and it's a misdiagnosis because the person put the number in wrong.
Right.
It can take up to 6 to 9 months to get that removed, and that still could be a blemish on your record. Now, check this out, Mel. This is something that I verified in my own practice with my practice patients and through the insurance carriers that we have. We're now seeing people who have been diagnosed with COVID and individuals that were diagnosed and went to the hospital with COVID that had to stay more than a few days. That's a ding on their insurance now.
Right. Guess that's what I was going to say. So that's what I heard. And also, if you get on that long COVID, which people can't even say what that is, your insurance premiums are going to be so much higher going forward, whether that's real or not, because people, a lot of what they're putting on is long COVID are actually other things that came from it. And you talked a lot, you know, another thing you were big on was that the masks were dangerous and that people didn't need them. And you talked about that very early on. Now we're finding out not just dangerous, people have long-term effects from wearing the masks, and especially children. And yet they're now talking about, I just saw Bill Gates a couple of days ago talking about the next one. And how far are we from, the majority of people not complying? I mean, I still see some people with masks, especially at the airport or whatever, not many, but I mean, how are people still not getting this information that this is all so dangerous?
Well, Mel, you know as well as I do that the human experience is an interesting experience, and the human psyche is a very interesting interwoven web, and it's very easily manipulated and propagandized, which is why after World War II, we made it illegal to propagandize Americans, because you can manipulate people easy. I mean, my gosh, you know, people used to think the moon was made of cheese. I mean, they used to think that you put leeches on your body and that's going to fix your health issues. You know, 9 out of 10 doctors recommended Marlboro Light cigarettes back in the day. Like things that we look at now and go, oh my God, that's still happening today.
Right.
So, you know, Mel, it's a propaganda. And by the way, you know as well as I do, when Obama repealed the Smith-Mundt Act and took away that law making it right. illegal to propagandize. That's why CNN, MSNBC, and even Fox News, they're just giving you all the minutia, the stuff that you and I and everybody else has been saying. Mel, and I say this about you all the time, you are the real deal journalist. Like when all this crap falls and the ones that are still standing, you're going to be one of the standing going, hey, I not only did I tell you so, but come over here and look what else we got, because the truth will set you free. And so the reason why we're seeing people with these masks, and I got to tell you, I've got a whole different perspective on this now. And here's why.
Right.
I'm seeing tens of thousands of people busier and busier than we've ever been. And I've got some people coming into me and they're wearing a mask and I go behind a closed door with them and they say, I want to take this off, but I'm scared to death to do it. I don't understand why. They're so brainwashed and mind manipulated. They've been abused. Like I used to say, you're stupid. You're ignorant. Now I go, hold on, wait a minute. I have a whole different respect for the amount of physical and psychological abuse that you've had. And now they're living in fear. Their brain's not working. And Mel, I was screaming from the mountaintop about how bad masks were because I saw so many kids with fungal infections wearing these masks all the time. And I had the government have the audacity to try to depose me about masks. I showed them 158 studies that shows that masks are bad for you. Then these idiots tried to show me the studies that show that these supposed vaccines are 95% effective. I said, did you read this study? No. That's relative risk, not absolute risk. Your absolute risk is less than 1%. That's why the FDA pulled these things off the shelves, because they're not safe and not effective. I mean, we are living in a world where people's brains are so manipulated, they think they're doing the right thing. I firmly believe that some of these DOJ officers and FTC that are coming after me, I firmly believe that they think they're doing the right thing. That's how screwed up their brains are right now.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that about a lot of people. That's why I say, you know, look, there is a fine line, though. There is the concept of the banality of evil. That's just not thinking, people committing evil, just not thinking at all. And we can't really give free passes to that, because something else that's going on, and I wonder what you've seen from your perspective. I have had a couple of nurses and doctors that left the profession during COVID. Either they weren't going to get the experimental operating system, or they were they didn't like what was going on. They knew they didn't want to give the protocols, or, you know, they were forced out for whatever reason came up. But it was a very, very difficult time. But there are a lot of people who stayed and complied and did all this and gave the shots and gave the remdesivir and gave this and that, that thought that they were doing the right thing. But slowly and surely realized that they were not. And what I'm hearing is that there is a big crisis, mental health crisis, depression, guilt, remorse, and a real problem in the medical profession for people, doctors, administrators, even pharmacists, nurses that were complicit. So, you know, I also look at that right now and think at that same time, it appears that the Biden regime, is putting new guidelines and everything into medical schools that are about diversity, equity, inclusion, have nothing to do with qualifications. They're getting rid of the MCATs, nothing to do with your grades, your background, your experience, who you are. They're just based on filling a quota of either minorities or women or gender. And so this is a very, very bad sign for medicine in general, that so many people are leaving the profession that are actually qualified, and they're taking in so many people that are not.
Mel, there's a really nasty, dirty little secret that nobody's talking about. The amount of suicides that are happening with doctors and nurses and healthcare practitioners. We just had one happen 2 weeks ago in St. Louis, a very prominent ER doctor. I'm just, it's so sad, because you're 100% right. They were brainwashed starting through their training.
Right.
They were brainwashed in their residency. They were brainwashed that this is the way it has to be. And if it's not that way, it can't be. And once you're, think about this from a psychological standpoint, if everything that you, one big tenet, one big belief system that you believed in was ripped out from underneath you, that causes you to do one thing, to ask the question to yourself, what else isn't real? Right. And Mel, not everybody's brain's ready to handle that conversation. And once you go down that slope, if you will, you better be ready to come to grips with what you realize. I think that's part of the human experience. I think that's part of why we're here on this planet, is to learn and teach others. But unfortunately, it's a bad thing that's happening across the country right now. And I'll tell you this, the healthcare medical establishment is trying so desperate to backtrack on everything that they've done. But you know, one thing they haven't done, they haven't come out and admitted they were wrong and said they were sorry. Like, how can you repair anything in life until you realize, hey, I screwed up. And number two, I'm sorry. I'm ready to suffer the consequences of my actions, and I'm ready to make changes so this never happens again.
Right.
I gotta tell you, I've been waiting for 22 years for something like this to happen. What do I mean by that? This runaway train of the insurance companies, big pharma, the Rockefeller, Carnegie-based, you know, petroleum-based medical establishment has been stealing, killing, and destroying since the turn of the century. They overplayed their hand. Yeah. If they would have waited another generation, they might have been able to get away with this. But there's too many of us around to make sure that this shit don't happen, and to make sure it don't happen in the future. They're destroying themselves.
I agree.
And right now, people are realizing they got two choices. They can either continue the pain of the same, or they can have the pain of the change. And so many people are coming over here going, I don't want to participate in the system anymore. Right. And Mel, the story that we've been telling in our practices is real simple, and now it's catching fire. Wouldn't you rather, instead of manage your diseases and treat your symptoms, Wouldn't you rather find out the root cause of your problem, the physical, the chemical, the cellular, the genetic imbalances in yes. your body, and through natural lifestyle changes and herbs and supplements and et cetera, correct that? The answer yes. is hell yes. And everybody's moving that way now. So we just have to be ready to catch this system when it falls and let everybody know it's okay. We got a better one coming. And yeah. you know as well as I do that sometimes you got to hit rock bottom before you
I do.
And that's where
it's funny. I've been saying a lot that our country needs an Americans Anonymous program, like a 12-step recovery program for Americans that are hit rock bottom with this country, because, yes. you know, there's a lot of pain out there and heartbreak and sadness from all of the deceit, all of the lies. Every time that these MSNBC or CNN or Washington Post or somebody put something out and people just at this point know it's a lie. It is so demoralizing and dehumanizing. And it's all that Yuri Bezmenov, I tell people to go back and watch his old interview with G. Edward Griffin, I think in the 80s, where he goes about telling how Russia could demoralize, could destroy the country from within by, which they did. There was a lot of infiltration by the communists and everything, but by psychological warfare, which is essentially what has gone on here. Because, you know, you brought up all these people that live in fear and still live in fear. And it's shocking, but there is a part of that that was part of the plan, because this trauma-based programming that came out of MK Ultra and Monarch Mind Control and Aquino and PSYOPs and all of that, that's all proven true, has been used on a massive scale. And that's where I feel like we're at a place. This is why I always say it's not left or right, Republican and Democrat. You know, it's a corporate uniparty. They're both giant corporations with billions of dollars. There's reasons why wins and losses happen, and it's got zero to do with we the people. So we are at a place where we the people, like I said, we said before, you know, right now you're either on Team America or you're not. And the rest of the world is counting on us, because it's far worse elsewhere. And people need to understand that. But it's getting really bad here. One last thing I want to bring up with you, because this isn't really your wheelhouse that you talk about, but you do talk about it and know a lot about it outside of your profession. What's about to break through at the border? I think people don't understand, A, it was planned, and B, what it's going to do to our healthcare system. Because you talked before about Medicare and Medicaid, and there's a Cloward Piven strategy that all these demons, the Saul Alinskyites, have been working towards for a very long time, the Weather Underground folk. And that is to totally overwhelm Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, make it all collapse, to put everyone on socialism and universal basic income. So what's going to happen? Because this is not a border crisis, folks, as I've said many times on my show, this is a whole of the United States, because they're being shipped everywhere. What's going to happen to Medicaid, Medicare, and the medical industry when we now have, 11 million undocumented people coming across that border?
Mel, it's going to absolutely destroy it within weeks to maybe 2 months. We cannot handle the influx of what's about to happen. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is a tyrannically planned invasion. There's nothing more than that. This is literally an invasion. And by the way, guess who's not coming through that border? A bunch of people who are fleeing Mexico or the cartels to try to seek asylum. Terrorists, drug dealers, sex traffickers, smugglers, the some of the most deplorable people from the around the world.
They're releasing their prisons. They're not even lying about it.
They're not even denying it. That's what's happening. And by the way,
saves them money to get rid of them, give them buses to come here. Unfortunately, our government is paying for that. And on top of that, too, Eric, a lot of these people, we don't know their medical history. They are coming from places where there's not clean water. There's rampant disease. None of these people ever got vaccinated for probably anything. And here they are opening the floodgates while we're supposed to be coming out of a pandemic. I mean, don't people understand?
Well, I mean, the chess moves are going to be real simple. They're going to overwhelm not just our healthcare system. They're going to overwhelm our welfare system.
Right.
I mean, look, there was a hotel in I forget what state is it. It's a Holiday Inn that's now getting paid $100,000 a day for illegal immigrants to live there for a year. Like, I want to go live at the Holiday Inn for a year, eat the freaking continental breakfast every day, go swimming. I'm down for that. You know, like, this is crazy. They're going to overwhelm the system. They're going to overrun our welfare state. They're going to have a systematic crash of it. And they're going to come and say, look, here's the problem. Here's the solution. Everybody just needs to put 80% of your income in. Don't worry about it. It's all digital currency. We'll take care of everything. And most people are going to be so stressed out. They're not going to know where to turn. And because they're going to try to control the media, they're not going to hear the truth. And they're going to just go blah, 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 and follow it.
I know. That's why we do what we do. And the truth of the matter is that you have your own individual liberty and sovereignty, and that should be the most important thing right now. And making a difference where you are and in your community, and like Eric has done the whole time, you know, let people say whatever they want. Keep walking forward. Keep speaking truth. Keep prioritizing your health and your family's health, because nothing else matters. And then, you know, then you spread into your circle of influence, wherever that is, your neighborhood, your community, your county, whatever it is. People need to stop being afraid. The fear is what they use to control people, and it's still going on. I think these people are destroying themselves, as you said. And I talk on a very higher level of the corporate multinational corporations and banking cartel that really is. And you brought up some of the names of the families that have been involved for a very long time, along with the Crown and other ones people don't even realize. But the truth of the matter is the Great Reset and COVID-19 and all of it is all connected to a plan. And anyone that is out there denying it can just go to their own websites and check it out. Last thing, WHO, Treaty. They're part of the global octopus of control that is destroying the world for their own gain. But the WHO came out and is really backtracking on a whole bunch of stuff. But at the same time, the Biden regime is saying that they're going to sign on to this WHO treaty. Do you know anything about that? And why is that a problem?
Yeah, I'm very familiar with it. It's a massive problem, because if Biden signs off on this, the American people are done when it comes to our sovereignty with anything, but especially health.
Right.
If Biden signs this away, somebody who's not an elected official over us, by us,
right,
can simply say, hey, this cold is the new COVID 4.0. Mask them, shut it down, lock it down, shut down their banking, shut down everything if they don't comply. Right. And it's the government in the United States will wash their hands of it. And it's up to Tedros, who, by the way, in his own country is a treasonous, you know, convicted criminal.
Yeah.
And so, Mel, that's literally happening. Now, Biden was going to sign this several months ago, if you remember.
Right.
And then we, the people, made a big deal about it, raised all kinds of hell about it, and he stopped. He paused. But now he's going back to the table to sign this thing because that's a good idea. We need a global community.
Right.
No, we don't. We need it by the people, of the people, for the people. And don't forget this. In our founding documents, it clearly says if a government becomes tyrannical, it is the duty and responsibility of the people to overthrow that government, hopefully without violence, and to reestablish a new government by the people, of the people, and for the people. And if they sign that treaty, we're done.
Yeah. And that reminds me of something Madison said, I say a lot, which is when the people fear the government, that's tyranny. When the government fears the people, that's freedom. And that is what we're fighting for. And the government works for us. I always have to remind people about 85% of the government employees work for unconstitutional agencies, including the one that went after you. And if we return to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, we have the map to save this nation state by state. And we're going to do that. So, Eric Naputi, you're everywhere. Tell everyone where to find you, where to follow you. You also have telehealth. You have all kinds of stuff. So tell people how to get in touch with you.
We do. Go to my website. Go to ericnaputi.com. It's ericnaputi.com. ericnaputi.com. Or check out our story about what's happening at fightwitheric.com. Mel, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you for being a soldier and standing up for the truth. And we got some great stuff going. I believe the 2023 is the year that we're going to be set free. We just got to keep on keeping on.
Right. And it's not going to be easy, but everyone's got to play their part. You know, a lot of people talk about, you know, who's coming to save us. I will say this once and for all, you will be saving yourself and you will feel great about that. So please get involved, get in touch with Eric Naputi. He's got lots of great stuff on his website, great information. He's also fighting this battle. We got to support him. We need all those people under oath, in depositions, on the stand. If they lie, we go after them. And then it opens the floodgates for many more people to follow in Eric's footsteps and get real justice for we the people. Thank you so much, sir. I look forward to giving you a big hug this weekend.
Amen. Great to see you.
See you later.
Be well.
Hey, Patriot pals. So happy that you're looking into gold and silver and protecting your savings for whatever comes ahead. Beverly Hills Precious Metals is our good friend, and we've been working with them for a long time. So you'll be getting a call from them. We'll also follow up here at the Mel Kay Show because we want to make sure that you're taken care of and you're protected. If you have any questions, please let us know. Right now is the time. There's so much information coming. There's so much chaos. We just want all the Patriots out there to be sure that they are protected, they are moving forward, and that we get through the storm together and safe. Whatever may come, just know we, the people of the United States, will prevail. God wins, and protect yourself. And please get in touch with us if you have any questions. So Beverly Hills Precious Metals, they're the best. They'll be in touch. We'll be in touch. You be in touch with us. Let's do this together.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your continued support. With everything going on right now, your rest is so important. That's why we're having the biggest MyPillow sale ever. Not only are my bed pillows as low as $19.98, but you can get the best body pillows ever. Regular $89.98, now only $29.98. Take your rest on the go with our Roll and Go Anywhere MyPillows for only $14.98. And we have our new couch and accent pillows. They aren't just for looks. They have MyPillow's patented adjustable fill that gives you that amazing MyPillow comfort. In this economy, you get the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you get deep discounts on body, couch, bolster pillows, and so much more, including my original bed pillows for as low as $19.98. Please order now while quantities last.